Let's do speed jokes. Sponsored by Team Hartford. Thanks for sending them in, Frank Toka and Kiwani and Joe Eberhardt at Village Cycle Sports in Arlington Heights. And Peter Hertzberg and James Wing enjoying life in beautiful Southwest Michigan. And Warren D. Meade in Bloomington, the Illinois one. And the Earl of Schomburg and Brian Pennikoff in Gurnee. Dave Carr sent one down from Canada. Liz Siegel did of Wauwatosa. Stan did in East Dundee. Tom, formerly from Joliet, now in Florida. You guys, you don't have to give us your life history. Susan Butchko in Ottawa. Doug in Sycamore. And many more sent in jokes. Here we go. Did I mention our jokes are sponsored by Team Hochberg? Well, let's see what we've got here. Andy, I landed a part in a community theater production about life in a bakery.
Are you the star?
I wouldn't say I was the star, but I did play a big role. Actually, I really did go to a bakery this weekend. They said they weren't making shortbread any longer. Tip of the hat to our friend Dave Bennett, whose favorite joke like that was about a yardstick. Last week, I took my kids to the zoo. This week, I'm going to go back and see how they're doing. So, naked hiking apparently means no GPS, no music, no phone distractions. Really wish someone would have clarified that to me sooner. Hey, Andy, how many landlords does it take to change a light bulb?
How many?
None. And he's not going to fix the sink either. Just so everyone's clear, I'm going to put my glasses on now. My wife said she hates my male-splaining. I said, well, actually, hey, Andy, in December of 1983, on my way to school, I slipped on some ice and broke my arm.
Yeah.
We didn't have the internet then, so I'm telling you now. Hey, does anyone know how I can tell if I have the everyday Taco Bell diarrhea or the Taco Bell cyclosport? Should we edit that out for the replay?
Please.
Sorry. Andy, my wife says she's going to leave me if I don't stop collecting Beatle albums.
John, I think you need a doctor.
No, Andy, I need help.